everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. This one is special. It is behind the scenes, and we are at the historic We Ask You In one more time in Rogue River. Today's awesome. It's amazing. We've got a few special guests. First, let me introduce the man, Mr. Nick Martin. Hello, sir.
What's up?
How are you today?
I'm good, man.
Good. Good to hear.
Really good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
I think.
Okay.
We won't need to get into that. I could be a lot better. We'll just leave it at that. But thank you. I appreciate that, man. We don't need to discuss the sadness that has engaged my life here recently on this show. Joining us on the podcast today, man, we're excited. We've got CJ Wilder.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
And you may not know who CJ Wilder is. You'll know in one short minute. He's accompanied by the man, the myth, the legend himself, straight out of Tennessee, Mr. Marty Ray. How are you, bud?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah? Just fantastic? How was your first 24 hours in Oregon?
It was pretty good. I like this place.
All right. Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm curious to find out what the things you don't like about it so far. But
you don't want to talk about it on here?
Fair enough. CJ, are you the rhythm guitar, the backup vocals? What are you to Marty Ray when it comes to playing shows?
I'm the music. I help support the awesome songs Marty is writing and putting out.
Yeah. Without him, there's no show.
That's okay. The truth. He's the support.
I wouldn't go that far.
That is the truth, though.
It's kind of like Dadcast. Without Nick, there would be no Dadcast.
I see. And again, I wouldn't go that far either. Without JP, there'd be no Dadcast.
Well, we know there'd be more of a not Dadcast if I wasn't here.
can you imagine if it was Nick and some other dude that didn't sound like JP?
Hold on. I could imagine that. And I think it'd be terrible.
It would suck.
What about this? Nick and JT.
JT?
If it was Justin Timberlake, it would be,
be pretty gosh darn successful.
You'd get booted.
That might work.
No, he wouldn't. Nick would get booted. It'd be JP, JT.
God.
We wouldn't have nearly as many followers, though,
JP. Baby, yeah. God. Little girl.
Marty Ray, don't ruin that voice. You got a show tonight.
It would be Cry Me a River. It would be my...
Cry Me a River.
That would be my departing song.
Oh, man.
So I learned something last night.
Yeah.
Marty has never had his beard touched or trimmed or cut.
No one's ever touched it.
Like physically touched it with their hands?
Some people have tried, but they've died.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're still walking and not incarcerated. That's pretty impressive.
The police officers understood.
I think I may have actually touched it yesterday inadvertently when I hugged you when I met you for the first time. Because the hand kind of and the shoulder did a little touch action.
JP?
Yeah?
You sure about that?
I'm sure about that.
You want to admit that right now?
I just did.
The beard is poison.
Okay.
But it was
good luck tonight.
It was accidental. It was an accidental beard touching.
I don't care. You did.
Marty, whoa. What's that? Why are you putting that over there, Nick?
So we're going to look at you for a minute.
But there's already this one. Oh, man. We're
getting, on different platforms,
this is
bro.
Inception-y right
it's
here.
It's so weird. We should show TikTok Marty Ray.
We could. We could do a little of that action. Here we go. Let's see.
You're showing all of TikTok, me? I don't think he can. Oh, well. JP's got
JP, and see, the cool thing is JP knows how to use his gimbal. I had to get the old school one out because I can't figure out
how to
use
it. He's got 19 gimbals around here.
There's Marty Ray right there. See, I told you he was here. So, CJ, I want to ask you a question. It's a rite of passage if you come on Dadcast to answer this question. Are you a dad?
I am a dad.
Yeah? How many kids you got, man?
I have two little girls, Charlie and Caitlin.
Charlie and Caitlin. How old are they?
Awesome. 6 and 3.
6 and 3? Man, you have your hands full right now.
My wife has her hands full right now because dad's out of town.
Well, you know, I meant theoretically, in the long scheme, big scheme of things, you got your hands full.
Oh, yeah.
How's that adventure and journey been for you, man?
It's great. It's the best thing ever. They're at home right now. We got a bunch of snow dumped in Nashville, so they're living it up in the 5 inches of snow in our yard that we don't ever get snow like that. So everything is magical.
Right on. If you want to get comfy, you can pull that thing right up to you.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I was worried about moving it. In. I didn't want to get.
I think we're good. There you go.
Beard touch.
Hey,
you think you've never been in a studio?
You know, I'm not a pro podcaster like you guys, so I appreciate your.
Well, we're trying, man. It's
You can turn it up towards you. Even.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at him.
Oh, man, I'm going to break this thing.
He's getting more and more priority.
All right, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, there. This is great.
I'll just do this the whole time.
I love podcasting.
So, CJ, is this your first time to Oregon?
I've been to Oregon a few times, and it's a magical place. It's almost like a state of mind. More than, I mean.
Depending on how many dispensaries you hit up during that time, it could be a state of mind.
All depends on what state of mind you're in.
Right. Yeah. But no, I love the trees. I love the people. You know, the weather's
trees
great.
First, people second.
Well, you know.
Wow.
I love the people too.
That's what he said. I love the trees. And I love the people.
Yeah, that's funny. When we were driving up yesterday from the airport, when you were behind us in that smart car that fits like two hamsters, he wouldn't stop talking about trees.
I know. And of all kinds.
And you know, I'm trying to be the guy. I'm not being a nice host and just make sure everything's cool. But, you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, wow.
You know, it's funny.
All the things to talk about, this dude is all about actual trees.
You would think. Yeah. Hey, we're not talking about marijuana here.
No, we're physical talking about real trees.
Yeah. Trees.
You started naming them off.
And pines. But what's funny is, this is a new fascination for him. Like, he's not always been into trees. Like,
well, I'd hope not. That could get boring, I think.
Do you guys not have trees in Tennessee?
Uh-uh. Well,
not like this.
No. This is crazy. What are these things out here?
They're green.
What is that? It's like a man. Anyway.
All right.
So he loves his trees.
Yeah, the tree fascination came most recently. You know, due to COVID and a career change from musician, I started landscaping. So then I really took an interest in both my buddy, my boss, you know, taught me a lot about maples, and he likes Japanese maples, and he gets a lot of stuff out here. So.
See, there he goes with those weird named a Japanese maple. I didn't realize there was an American maple and a Japanese
maple. An American maple.
There could be an Iraqi maple for all I know.
There's a million of all of them, man. It's so crazy.
Wow. Good stuff. Well, you know what? You got to be into something, man. And if you're passionate about it, man, I applaud you. That is amazing.
Oh. We should make this whole show about trees.
We could. It'd be good, the tree show.
Yeah. You know what I was doing last night? Was it last night?
Did you climb a tree?
What did you do? And I'll tell
Does
you.
Does it look like I climbed a tree? I can hug one. That's all I can do. I can do the starting motion.
Right?
Okay. I'm done. No, but so I think it was last night. I got this app called Leaf something, I don't know, but it'll tell you what genus of tree you're looking at. So CJ, we're walking through here and he's naming off. I said, what tree is that? He goes, that's a oak. I said, what is that? That's a pine and all this stuff. So I said, all right, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
He pulled it.
I said, what's this tree right here? And he said it was an oak. And I said, I don't know if oaks grow berries, right? I don't know much about trees, but I pulled this app out. I said, I'm gonna test you out then. So I tested him out. It was a black cherry tree.
Right here.
Yeah.
Wild black cherry.
Really?
Yeah. There's a few of them.
Interesting.
Now, so that it turned into a whole game.
Right.
To where I'm going from tree to tree.
Right.
He's going, that's a... And he's a little more nervous. Yeah. Oh, he's thinking about it a lot harder than he was. But the first time, I was like, what's that tree? Oh, it's a maple. What's that? Pine. And then now I got that app. I'm like, what's that? He goes, it looks like a... Pulling the bark off, taking a bite out of it. It tastes like an oak. I'm like, all right, let's test you out. He's right a lot, though. I was shocked.
So is this after the dispensary stop that you started tasting trees?
Yes.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I don't do anything. I don't smoke, so that's just my natural.
Have you ever smoked?
No.
A thing ever in the history of your life? Well, good
Never
job, had. Man.
These are virgin lungs.
Hmm. I'm not that entirely sure how to take that, but
that shocks you.
Mine are not.
Actually, no, it really doesn't.
It shocks most people.
You know, to each their own. And like the idea that you've never experimented in high school or, you know, peer pressured into taking a hit off a joint at least one time in your life. I wouldn't say I'm shocked. I'm a little surprised that that's never happened, but you know, to each their own. And it doesn't, you know, I've never smoked crack. So I can't say.
I know we are in Oregon. I too have never smoked crack. Thank the Lord, baby Jesus.
I've never smoked crack.
CJ, never.
But you were asking the hotel lady.
It's a crack-free table.
It is a crack free and a crack free rooms. Yeah. Marty was very very adamant about that last night.
He's never done it. First thing he asked when we got in here, can you do crack in the room?
Isn't yeah.
Ironic?
Well, he's just making sure. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I do think. A little too ironic. I really do think.
It's like rain.
Are we gonna do that song tonight?
No.
Okay. Let's talk about tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so for everyone watching live, you do have a chance to make it out to the Hive in Grants Pass. And if not, you can watch this amazing show with the band Lemon and the Marty Ray Project featuring our man Marty Ray right over there. Online, just go to thehive.com, yeah. Get your tickets. What does it cost to watch this stream?
If the stream's $5.
$5.
It's interactive. So you can ask Marty questions during the show. JP will get your questions and ask Marty what's going on. And yeah,
it's going to be cool. What can we expect for your very first live performance in Oregon, Marty?
Music.
Okay. Figured as much. All right. That's two for two.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I'm disappointed.
How about the vibe? I was feel?
Dancing and dancing.
I was thinking in the shower this morning, I was thinking, I hope they know that I'm going to be sitting down playing the instruments. Because we sit down at our shows.
And that's fine.
The other one, they were standing up, you know. And I was like, uh-oh. They're expecting to stand up for 2 hours.
They could probably throw a nice little two-seat comfy couch there for you. Maybe a bar stool. Whatever you prefer.
I tell people at the beginning of the show, not always, but sometimes I say, listen, if y'all came to see a couple of guys stand up and play music, you're in the wrong spot. Because we're going to get comfortable, and you're here for the music. If you don't like it, you can close your eyes and listen. And act like we're standing up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
JB.
Yeah.
You have smoked crack.
You got me.
I see it in your eyes.
You got me. It was a dark and stormy night back in the mid 90s.
I tell you a crazy story.
Crack?
No, it's actually about a heroin. No, oh. it's about weed. This fan of mine reaches out to me online and she messaged me and we go back and forth. She says, I'm a big fan. I said, I appreciate you. And we get in the conversation and she goes, I want to send you a gift. And I said, okay. I said, here's my P.O. box, you know, because I don't give my address out. And she sends this box in the mail, and it's sitting in my post office. And I didn't pick it up for probably 2 or 3 months. And she kept messaging me and saying, she kept saying, hey, did that package come in? Like, I haven't heard. I haven't been by the post office. I hate going to the post office. But she kept on messaging me. And finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to go up there and get it. I appreciate you sending it. I went in there and picked it up, and it was this box about yay big, right? And it was completely covered in tape.
Uh-huh.
I mean, wrapped as far as much you could wrap in tape. And then below the tape was tissue paper. And this thing was wrapped. I mean, wrapped.
Uh-huh.
So I pulled it out, and I go, oh, that's a weird way to wrap a package. Like, that is weird. I get it home, sit on the couch. My girls are sitting there, and they're going, what is that, Daddy? And I go, I don't know. Some fans sent it. And I cut the tape and the tissue paper, and immediately, and I go, oh, like marijuana smell. Just, I was like, oh, girls, go to your room. Like, they're young. And they're like, what's that smell, Daddy? It smells like a skunk. And I'm like, no, this is, somebody sent me some fragrance or whatever, you know.
Essential oils.
Yeah, it's incense. So I open it up. There's like four jars of marijuana. What do you call it, CJ? Marijuana flower?
Weed, flower.
Home flower.
Homegrown.
She grows it.
The good stuff.
Right.
She grows it. So there's like four jars of it, little tiny mason jars, and a bunch of like other weed-related things, like juices and droppers and everything.
Right.
Yeah. So I messaged you. She said you get the package. I said, yeah, I got the package. That's very brave of you to send that, first of all, through the mail, through the U.S. mail.
Yeah.
Secondly, to me, and it's sitting in my mailbox. And then she's like, well, did you like it? I said, I don't smoke. She goes, really? She said, well, you must be a drinker. And I said, I don't drink either. She said, what do you do? And I'm like, what do you mean, what do I do? It's like people, because I'm a musician, people think I must do something to take me out of my own mind. And I don't need that. Anyway, so it was a funny story because you were shocked that I'd never.
Surprised.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just in this day and age, it can be a little, well, you haven't smoked? Wow.
I ain't going to say I hadn't been shocked sometimes like that for the same reason.
mm-hmm.
thinking, oh, you can look at somebody like you look at CJ and you think,
stoner.
Hey, now, here's somebody who smoked meth. You know what I mean? Now, this guy loves his meth.
Put both headphones on. But straighten reality, that out right now.
But in reality, he don't love meth.
No, he. And it's a good thing, too, because that's some bad news bears. All that right. stuff Let's, right
this
there.
This has gone, like, way off the rails.
Well, we weren't on the rails to begin with on no, this right. one. There were no you know what I mean?
Off the rails.
All right.
This was the name of the show.
So back to the show tonight.
Speaking of rails.
There are going to be no drugs tonight at the show.
Yeah, no drugs. Obviously, Marty doesn't do it. So you've never drank alcohol, either? Ever?
I drank alcohol.
Okay, so you've drank but before.
Very little.
Yeah. I'm kind of right up there with you these days. I mean, I'm Irish, so I'm pretty good at drinking, and I've partaken quite a bit in my day. But over mm-hmm. the past three or four years, I just don't want it. I don't need it. I go out and, you know, in a setting where you would typically drink, you know, whether you're socializing, whatever, and it just doesn't do it for me. In fact, the last time I really, really, really was St. Patrick's Day, almost a year ago, was in Florida. Getting fish tacos. And it's about 11 o'clock at night, and I was about six shots deep, few beers. And I'm like, I am not having fun. I'm on vacation in Florida. It's 78 degrees at 10 o'clock at night. The ocean is right there. I'm buzzed, and this isn't how I remembered it. And mm-hmm. I stopped. And I had no problem doing it. And then I'll have a drink here and there. What's, you know, a beer with the friends, et cetera. But it doesn't do anything for me anymore. Call me crazy. Nick's the same way until he decided the last time we were at this table, he got drunk and decided that was not a good idea. Right.
I didn't get drunk. I got a nice buzz.
Now you were drunk.
I was a very confident podcaster. You were. That day.
I was thinking jackass, but not podcaster. But, you know,
see, I thought Nick was always kind of buzzed.
Well, with that haircut, can yeah, I would assume that, too.
Hey, this is going for a year. He's not cutting his hair for a year. Mullet's not getting cut.
Yeah. Yeah. So I shaved my head on New Year's Day. And I'm not cutting it for till at least New Year's Day next year. No idea why, but I wanted to challenge myself to do something, and that was it.
No, for no reason.
No reason whatsoever. Maybe to save some money on haircut.
I saw a
expenses.
TikTok video with JP, and I'm like, "What the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
What is this about? Did I miss something? Are we doing some kind of?
No, I literally woke
promo
up.
Promo thing.
That, I woke up, needed a change.
Yeah. All right.
I was actually going. I really need to get a haircut.
Oh, okay.
And. Well, I certainly got myself a haircut, didn't
yeah,
I?
Did.
Live at the Hive tonight, Marty Ray. It's going to be an amazing show. And then let's talk about this. We've got a private concert happening 2 days later, Sunday night. Now, I need to disclose something to you, Marty. I'm very, very conflicted about Sunday night. What is it? It's the HMR, HML? What's the name of the place, Nick?
HRL.
It doesn't really matter because it's a private party and you can't go.
It's already packed.
Yeah.
It's a, I didn't
think
do about that.
Yeah, you can't go. But so Sunday night, I'm a big, big NFL fan. More importantly, I'm a Raider fan, formerly Oakland, LA, now Las Vegas. Very passionate. Very, very important to me. And the game this Sunday, win and they're in the playoffs, was at 1 o'clock. But because the game got so important, they rescheduled to the primetime game. 5:20 p.m. kickoff Sunday night. When dinner starts at 5 o'clock and the show starts at 7 o'clock, and apparently I may or may not have some type of hosting duties that evening. So I'm just going to throw it out there. I may be a little bit distracted that evening. Is that okay with you?
I really could care less if you come.
Oh, man.
Woo. To be
honest. Whoa.
Come on, baby.
I'm dropping some.
Get the crack out of your hand.
I'm dropping them. These sound effects were perfect.
Yeah, oh,
well, in that case, Nick, I get to watch my game. I was all stressed over nothing.
Enjoy your game.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put it on a TV in the place.
Oh, there'll be a TV. I guarantee it.
There's going to be a TV right above Marty. So JP's going to have the perfect view.
I can film and watch at the same time.
Camera aiming at Marty, TV up there. We might get the top of Marty's head because JP might do this action every now and then.
Raiders score.
Yeah!
You know?
Pretty much.
Team scores and he's like, oh, man.
Well, Marty's like. He's got a lot of voice editing to do because he's got a lot of cussing in there over Marty singing.
Yeah. No, that won't happen. I'll have my little potties in and I'll. Potties?
What?
What is that, dude?
AirPods.
Whoa.
Is that what you call them?
Potties. No, that was the first time, hence my surprise.
you're trying to make a word right now. You're trying to.
I'm trying to come up with, like that's that. Like trying to come up with a new color. It's hashtag impossible.
Apple, hashtag AirPods, hashtag potties.
Potties. Potties. Pods. Poddy, not potty, potties.
Potties.
What the fuck are we talking about right now? Pardon my French. Let's go.
Let me tell you something about private parties. That's why I love private parties so much. Because I don't have to worry about who's coming. I ain't got to worry about selling tickets. I ain't got to worry about nothing. That's why I love private parties so much. They pay me. And then they bring the people they want to bring.
And you have a good time.
The great thing about you, though, you really don't have to worry about selling tickets. You sell tickets.
Well,
they sell.
An organ, that's for sure.
Hey, no, tonight, you don't, actually. Good. You're worried.
Yeah.
We're not good yet.
We're going to be good tonight, trust me.
We haven't sold all the tickets yet. We've got like 10 tickets left.
10 tickets.
God blessed us. I'll tell you that right now.
10 tickets, that was, what, 3 hours ago? So,
hey,
between,
I told you I love his optimism. He's always optimistic.
We're going to get some people contagious. Coming out the door.
Hey, Instagram or Facebook. Are they still live?
Yeah.
We got 10 tickets that we need to sell to come see this guy in person, live at the Hive, Grants Pass. We're talking intimate. You may even get a chance to get a hug from your favorite big man, Marty Ray. Is that an option? Just don't touch his beard.
James Kramer says Raiders suck.
Well, I know James Kramer.
James Kramer's my barber. So
Raiders suck.
Hey, James Kramer.
Who's his team?
The Niners.
Well, hey, guess what, James Kramer? You are in literally the exact same scenario as I am today. Both sitting at 9-7. Does that mean the Niners suck too? No, don't be a douche. I appreciate the Niners. I got respect for the Niners. I do. It's these people that come off and say they suck. You know what? Typically, James Kramer, they do suck. Typically, but not this year. All right. Leave it at that.
All right.
You see the fire that just came out of JP right
there? He is a true fan.
It's the crack I smoked earlier. It's kicking in.
His head turned red.
Yeah.
Like he'd been drinking all night.
If he didn't have a hat on, there'd be like veins and stuff popping. It was.
The hair's just like.
Dude, he grew like a half an inch of hair in that rant. Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Whoa.
Hey. Brothers.
We're brothers now. I got catching up to do. Yeah, with the beard. I had it. I showed you a picture yesterday, man. I had that beard something fierce a couple years back. And, the mustache was just on fire. I got this gigantic upper lip, and it grows decently.
You should grow it back.
No, now it's all gray and it's stuff.
Mine's gray and stuff.
But it's thicker.
You got something against gray, though?
Not at all. I have it against me on myself.
Why?
I don't know. Because my hair doesn't match.
My hair doesn't match.
You have no hair now.
Well, yeah, but exactly. I will.
Just let it go, dude. Just
let it go for a year.
Yeah.
Beard?
Look at that. Look at that grayness.
Someone actually commented, too, you should have shaved the beard and done both at the same time for an entire year. But when I did grow that other beard out, that was a year challenge.
I have a feel
for
like
growing the beard.
You would look like a 12-year-old boy if you shaved your beard off, and it would be weird having the podcast.
Remember when we did that, Jen did that app? Yeah, that's what we looked like.
Yeah, no. Let's not do that.
Ever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you don't want me shaving this.
I don't care how many
followers
we get. I am never shaving the beard. So,
Marty, tonight, your show tonight. If you can disclose such things, are you planning on playing mostly originals, any covers, mix and match? What's the game plan for tonight?
We always just play a mix of originals and covers. There's really no rhyme or reason to. CJ doesn't like it, but he's always like, "Hey, what's set list, buddy? You got a set list?"
I'd like to know.
And I'm like,
have an idea at least.
Now he's getting to, you know, we went to high school together, but I didn't really know him because he was younger than me, but because we're from the same town. But when we started playing together, he was always like, "Hey, you got that set list? You got that set?" I was like, "I got a set list, but beware." That don't mean I'm going directly off of that set list.
Yeah.
Going down the thing. Because he's, I guess, used to people doing that, right?
Well, yeah. It's easier if somebody gives you material and they're like, prepare for this. And then you prepare for that and you play that.
You know how you can fix this problem? You just start with Freebird every single song.
That's a great idea.
Totally fuck with them.
We never.
Do we did it? Okay.
So every single song, just start out Freebird.
Start Freebird.
Yeah. This is what happens when you don't have a set list. You get Freebird the entire show.
Thankfully, now, like you said, we
if you played some Rain and Blood by Slayer, I'd be pretty impressed, too.
Oh, wow.
That'd be a Slayer fan.
Yeah?
Crackhead.
I'm also trying to get Marty. So,
what you're saying is Slayer fans are crackheads?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not all of them.
Have to be. Don't they have a song about eating babies or something?
No, that's Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Oh.
I mix those up all the time. He did Slayer in the ring. Mike Tyson, Slayer.
Yeah.
Thing guy.
I've had people say, you look like some guy from Slayer. Like, they say the name.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, well, you know what?
Who is it?
Bald head, beard. That's it. He's the lead guitarist.
What's his name?
Let's, like, that's the beautiful thing about having this right here. Let's find out. I'm going to show up a picture. Let's see here. Slayer members. All right, Nick, this is where you can talk and keep this thing going while I do searching, yeah, okay? So just throwing that out there,
my
buddy.
My bad, sorry. I was doing some other stuff, moving some stuff around.
Start talking.
Yeah, so if you want, like, you know, you asked about the set list.
Yeah.
And so now, thankfully, we've been playing together long enough where I kind of have an idea, at least the first couple.
Right.
You know, we might have a few songs that we always do towards the beginning, and then after that, it's kind of people just holler out songs.
Oh, sweet.
Or people, if it's original music especially, a lot of people...
So you are taking requests then?
No, not really.
Okay.
I wish you would have said that, because I wouldn't think that that's what we do, is start yelling out songs. It just happens every now and then.
So you resemble, but that's about it. A bald head and not even a full beard. It's just a super long goatee.
I see why they would say that. Anybody with a bald head and a beard.
I saw his whole move when I started saying that.
But he's...
No. Here's how it works. I have a long set list, and he's such a good musician
right.
that I know there's no reason. He stresses out more than he should or used to about, I just need to know where we're going to get from here to here. It don't really matter mm-hmm. to him. In all reality, I knew this because he plays downtown Nashville. So downtown Nashville, y'all might have a set list, but y'all are going off of who puts money and buys songs.
Right.
So it's all off the cuff. From the start, I was like, I got this long set list of songs. We're going to play for about 2 hours. I don't know which ones exactly I'm going to do. I'm going to go, oh, you know what? I feel like doing this song. And then I'll tell him, let's do this one. He's right there with it. Never missed a beat. So just like I always knew, there was never a reason for me to go, we're going to do Three Little Birds. All the way to All My Friends Are Bearded. Mm-hmm. It's going to go in that order.
Sweet.
You know very what I'm saying? Cool. I've never wanted to do that.
No.
And the thing about the people, I'm not against people calling out songs, but that turns into a frenzy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we did a show in Wisconsin recently, and we didn't even have a tip bucket out or nothing, but Joe put a tip bucket in there, so then people started requesting songs and bringing money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that I've ever done either. Like, I don't really go to a show and say, hey, come up here and pay for requests. But because these people were putting in $100 for a song, you feel like, all right.
Yeah, we'll try.
So there you go. So then we started doing that, and then all of a sudden people are bringing more and more money, and they're saying, can you play this? And you know any Travis Tritt? And then you start just, it really turns into a, you can make a lot of money, but it turns into mm-hmm. a, kind of a headache. I don't know how they deal with it, because it's like, oh, because then you forget a song, so I forgot to do one.
Yeah.
And the guy comes up later.
Hey, man.
Like four songs, five songs later, he goes, hey, what happened to Hallelujah? And Hallelujah is actually on our list anyway.
Right.
Right? So what he didn't know was, if he's listening and hears us at some point, he didn't have to pay for that song, but he paid like $50 for it.
Right.
And then some old man who's trying to be a little pimp up there, and all these little women, young women, he's sitting at the bar. And I had just went to him and his friend's house prior that day, prior to the show. And he comes up there and he goes, hey, these girls want to hear, what was it? Just any song you think of, it don't matter, just say it.
Tennessee Whiskey or something.
He said, it was Tennessee Whiskey.
It was Tennessee Whiskey.
He said, these girls want to hear Tennessee Whiskey. He had $5. And he's about to play. I said, well, it's going to take more money than that. he goes, excuse me. I said, you see all these people, and I'm on the microphone.
Yeah.
I said, you see all these people putting $50 and $20 in there? So he pulls out $20 and he puts it in there. I say, put that $5 in there too. And he put the $5 in there too. And we did Tennessee Whiskey.
That's awesome.
But anyway.
What, if you can recall, is the most requested tune you do? Everybody. Typically.
anybody can tell you what that's going
to
be.
I think I got a pretty good idea as well, but I want to hear it. Yeah, ice, that's ice, right. Baby. Yeah.
That's right. But people, there's no reason to request that because I'm going to.
Somebody right here is saying play the Ranger.
That's an Eric guy with the farm we're going to go check out.
Oh, sure. That's Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. We plan on playing that for
farm?
Yeah, we're going to go check out a farm on Sunday.
What type of farm?
A weed farm.
Oh, we're back to that, are we?
Yeah. So this guy's really cool. I actually talked to him on the phone. Like, he's a vet. Been in this business for a long time. Big family guy. He's got a bunch of kids.
It doesn't have to be Belushi's farm, is it?
No, it's not. It's out in Cave Junction.
Okay.
But he invited Marty out, and I wanted to check it out before we sent Marty out to Cave Junction to a farm.
Right. Yeah. Not the best idea, for the record. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But this guy's legit, and he's got a solid
I'll bring farm. Our weapons, and we can pack.
Yeah. I got these guns.
We can shoot them.
Yes, we can.
Somebody said, your version of Waymaker is awesome. Thank you so much, Matthew. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Hey, James, I love you, brother. Sorry, JP, talk shit about the haircut. I love the haircut.
No. I think the haircut itself, regardless if you're a Niner fan, it came out fine. But the style is what we have a problem with me on Nick's head. Your skill at cutting the hair is top notch. And
so anybody, go check out G Street Barber Company.
Yeah, and wear your Raider gear.
You don't want that haircut.
Yeah, bring him Raider gifts.
Actually, don't put it on after.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
oops, I slipped.
So you got to learn. This is just a suggestion. You've like got some huge success with Ice Ice Baby. He's got other songs.
He does.
They all suck.
No, they don't suck.
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
no. The what is it? The 5-0 song or whatever. Oh God, what was that one? There's another one they play on the radio. It's actually pretty
good. Dude, I was such a big fan. 1989.
I partied with him on a bus in Ashland for 2 days when he came and played the Ashland Armory.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wow. On his bus, it was crazy.
It was an experience.
It was something I'll never forget.
Wow.
Who is, I don't know, in Marty Ray's head, the biggest act you've ever played with, the biggest, or the one that was just wow for you?
Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
So you could say Dadcast. You're sitting at the table with the biggest.
We're not artists.
With the biggest podcast in the country.
I didn't think of that. You're right.
Yeah.
Still Vanilla Ice.
Oh. I quit.
Let me tell you something funny.
Sweet.
About
he just
show.
Quit, so we need to call up JT.
Yeah, we did. Exactly. Yo, Justin Timberlake, if you're listening.
Something funny about that Vanilla Ice show, that was before CJ played with me. So he missed out on that one, unfortunately for him. But we go to this show in Boca Raton, and I tell people, I say, because there was Salt and Pepper was there, Color Me Bad, all these old 90s legends, we listened to growing up. And I always tell people, I said, they all opened up for me because I headlined with Vanilla Ice to do that one song. And that was the most people I've ever played for, too. There was like, I think in total, like 50,000 people there something. If you accumulate, like, because Boca is real weird because you have this area where you can get in right by the stage. But then you got this whole section where it is you got this whole section of street, like a main street that's on. The concert is at the end of it. So these people are all like, there's thousands of people sitting at restaurants outside at this show, and they know what's happening. They didn't have to buy a ticket, to get there. So it was really cool. But backstage was wild, man. I mean, they're talking about there was girls everywhere, and anybody that was back there, they were into you, whatever it was. Now, of course, I'm married, so I was like, no, thank you. I don't want that. I don't want that. You know what I mean? So, but it was super cool. Vanilla Ice is amazing. I talked to him not too long ago, so he and I have become...
Don't do it, Nick. I see.
You know what? I'm going to name drop.
You know what? It's...
Hey, Ron.
Every time anyone ever mentions another artist, in this case, right now with you,
reach out to Vanilla Ice.
The twinkle in his eye, I'm looking over him, and he goes,
"Yeah."
You can see him. His chest inflates. His head gets a little bigger. His eyes go wide, and a little flash pops out.
I'm already working on it. And Tommy Kwan, his manager, still his manager. I've emailed him. I asked Marty to reach out to him for us. So
that'd be pretty cool.
So Rob Van Winkle, buddy, bro, love you, man. Let's get you on here. Let's talk about kids, house, mansions in Florida.
All yeah, that kind of stuff. He's got another child on the way.
Oh wow,
amazing. How we talk? Gosh, almost a year ago. How old are your kids now, Marty?
16 and 14.
16 and 14. How do they deal with? I mean, I'm assuming because of COVID, there hasn't been as much traveling in the past couple of years for you. Is that accurate?
COVID never really changed nothing much about what we do.
Okay. Well, I mean, as far as traveling musicians and playing venues, a lot of places. Anybody
played venues, but like CJ and I, like I said, we played for a long time. We didn't play public shows. It was just private shows. That was the majority of all we did. So,
and
you could have a private show with COVID
restrictions.
So,
and typically, how long are you gone on a show when you go to play a show? 4 or 5 days, kind of like this one?
No, not usually 4 or 5 days. That just started happening because we started doing, because I know that I got fans that want to see me that can't afford to pay me to come do a private show.
Right.
And I feel bad because I can't reach all of them. But so we started doing per CJ. CJ was the one that pushed doing things like what we're doing tonight, or else I would just come here, do the private show and leave.
Yeah.
Because I've never been one to go, hey, let's pick up a show. But in Wisconsin, CJ said, hey, while we're there, I got a friend, Joe, and we can do a show and whatever. So we called Joe and Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the Water.
Lake Wisconsin.
Okouchee.
Bless you.
Okouchee. Yeah. And we did that show, and it turned packed. It was packed, and I thought, that's a good idea, because I made enough money just barely to pay CJ for how expensive he is, and went home with $100.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. I got $100 to do something with music this time. We just were rolling with that model, because he knows everybody. He knows somebody in every single state. He's played that much. Like, he's played in every state besides Alaska.
What about you, CJ? Who's the, aside from Marty Ray, of course, the biggest name you've played for, accompanied, helped, supported, et cetera?
Oh, man. Probably the biggest name that I've, like, been on stage with is Toby Keith. And
oh, wow.
I played and tour managed his daughter. And so that's how that came about, where he got on stage with us a couple times.
Sweet. Toby Keith, we'd love you on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toby's got some good – he's got a great new song out. I can't remember what it's called, but check it out. It's really good. He's – you know, he's like one of those you say it like a real country artist. He's been around for 25 years, just had the 25 years on Should Have Been a Cowboy. Mm-hmm. And the story behind that song, how it wasn't popular at the time. He was kind of getting laughed out of Nashville, you know, but it became the, like, changed the whole roadmap of country music
right
in Nashville. So it's pretty cool. Toby's awesome. His daughter, Crystal, is amazing. She's got some good music out there. Crystal Keith. Look her up on Spotify and all that good stuff. But the great thing about Nashville, man, is it's, you'd be hanging out in a bar, you never know who's going to walk in. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've been playing in Tootsie's, and Hank Jr. comes in and gets up on stage.
Oh,
or
sweet.
Kix Brooks from Brooks and Dunn. Or, I mean, you just never know, man. I met the guy Everlast outside on Broadway, getting ready, you know, backpack on, ready to walk in and go play. And he's standing there, and I'm like, you know what it's like? You know, just freaking out. I mean,
you know.
He was here a couple years ago, man. We
really
hung out with him up that stage that we drove by that I pointed out to you right there.
Yeah. That's cool.
I love Everlast.
Yeah, man.
He's another gentleman I'd love to have on the podcast.
Yeah.
He is a dad.
Who wouldn't you like to have on the Yeah, let's start there. who do you not want to have on the podcast, Nick?
I don't want to get political, so I'm not going to say.
You don't want Donald Trump on this show?
No.
You kidding? I would. I'll take Joe Biden, too, for that matter.
That's where I was going.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take either or both, preferably at the same time.
Yes.
Because only
if they'll do it at the same time. $1
every time I heard that.
Yeah. That would be badass.
You're using my lines, Marty.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So, just to recap, Marty Ray Project with Marty Ray and CJ Wilder playing support. and backup and all that good stuff. The musician, I think he's actually the main star behind this whole thing. But, you know, according to Marty, he also makes all the money. Tonight, live at The Hive. And then a private show Sunday. It's going to be an amazing good time for everyone listening to this now, for watching live on INEA. Check it out, Marty Ray Project on all socials. My phone is ringing right now. Okay, literally, I'm one day late for making my car payment. One day, not 31 days, one day, and they're calling. You're ruining my outro, Santander. Okay, make sure we got, at this point, maybe 9 tickets left to purchase for The Hive.
We probably don't have less. There's maybe 2 left.
Okay, well, whatever the case, it now would be the opportune time. And if you are watching this or listening to the show anytime after January 10th, 2022, this show is long gone. It's passed you up, but make sure you check out Marty Ray and look for a show in the very near future, wherever you may be. Reach out to him. One thing about Marty, which I think is really, really cool, and I know it can get difficult at times. For me, he's never not responded to any message I've ever sent on social media. And I see also on the post, you respond very frequently to your fans. That's rare these days. That's really, really cool. So reach out to him. Send him a message. I'm sure Marty Ray will be happy to say hello to you back. And for everyone coming tonight, we can't wait to see you.
It's going
to
be fun.
CJ Wilder. Yes. Marty Ray, thanks for coming in and doing an impromptu episode of Dadcast. I know we went off the rails, but that's what's so much fun about these things. Nick?
Yeah, big thank you to the We Ask You In for letting us do this here.
We Ask You.
It's amazing out here. If you're traveling through Oregon, stop at the We Ask You In, get a room. It's a cabin, not a room.
Yeah, get a cabin. And make sure you get the s'mores.
Yes.
On the fire pit at night. I'm telling you.
Don't bring crack.
No crack. Because crack is not allowed.
Crack is black.
And then we should say that if you come to, what's the name of this town again?
Grants Pass. Rogue River.
You should. I really forgot for a minute what the name was.
Oh, wow.
You should go to, that was a good joke, but it was real life.
The Laughing Clam.
And get the best tacos. Best fish tacos in the world, way better than JP's.
Oh, see, here we go. Do you want to go there? Do you want to go there? I will take the friggin' Pepsi goddamn challenge to anybody in Southern Oregon restauranteur who makes a fish taco, and I will make mine. And we'll bring all our friends and blind taste tests and all that jazz. And I am willing to bet, that's how confident I am, that these fish tacos are going to be just a little bit better.
JP, I found out through this show, is passionate about two things.
Tacos and Raiders.
Raiders and tacos. That's
right. Fish tacos.
And my kids. I wish my kids were here, because I pretty passionate about them, man. They're literally, that's my biggest passion. I'm very passionate also about getting them to like the Raiders and tacos. So, you
good know, luck.
You take.
How can they lose?
They can.
Exactly.
Oh, they're Raider fans. They'll lose, trust me.
Well, there's that. But the fish tacos, come on, kids.
They like them. They love them.
Awesome.
Gentlemen, you guys have been amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone watching live, thanks for hanging out with us. It's been fun. To everyone watching the YouTube video, thanks, make sure you like up, subscribe, comment, do all that good stuff. Leave Marty Ray a comment. Maybe a question, hit him up, Marty Ray Project on all social medias. CJ Wilder, you've been amazing. Thank you for coming on the show.
Man,
and we'll see all of you on the next episode. See you.